And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 5th of March, 2016. It was on this day, 1750, the first Shakespeare play was presented in America, a version of Richard III, performed by the actors of Walter Murray and William Kean's troupe in a little theater off Nassau Street in New York City, when the city had 10,000 residents and over 150 taverns. It's the birthday of Frank Norris, Chicago, 1870, best known for his naturalistic novels McTeague and The Octopus. McTeague, the story of a brutal dentist, kills his wife only to die in Death Valley. And The Octopus, about the struggle of California wheat growers against a monopolistic railway corporation, considered his masterpiece. Norris died at the age of 32 of a ruptured appendix, just when he was becoming successful. It's the anniversary of the Boston Massacre, so-called, in 1770, touched off by an argument between a barber's apprentice and a British soldier about payment for a haircut. The soldier knocked the kid down in the street. A crowd of young men started throwing snowballs and pieces of ice at him. Other soldiers came out, and the crowd grew. Somebody rang the fire bell. More people came out. The crowd got rowdier. And suddenly shots rang out, and when the smoke cleared, five colonists were dead or dying. The soldiers were put on trial. John Adams was their lawyer. Nobody else would take the case. He believed that all men deserve a good defense under the law, so he took the case, and he managed to get most of the soldiers acquitted. It's the birthday of Gerardus Mercator, born in Flanders in 1512, who developed the Mercator projection to accurately project the globe onto a flat surface so that longitude and latitude lines would always be at right angles to each other. It's still in use today. Here's a poem for today by Lewis McKee entitled The Angels. Adolescence came the night we were walking back from the playground after all the basketball we could fit in before dark, and a loud car pulled up beside us. Four girls, a red Mustang, the Angels loud on the radio. But they didn't need directions, these girls, these angels. They knew where they were going. What they didn't know was that we were 13, not even in high school. That's what they asked us. What school you go to? But something told us to hedge the question. The Angels, loud girls, too many girl groups, we made fun of them, Ronettes, Crystals, Shirelles, Shangri-Las, but not the Angels. The Angels were okay for some reason. That should have been a hint. Things were changing. Some things were already different. A red Mustang and four girls, the Angels singing, and the lights over the court had not come on that night. The night girls pulled up beside us, four guys and a basketball, a radio, loud, girls singing, and we hedged questions until they pulled away, laughing loud. Four girls, the red Mustang, amber lights, winking in the distance, music, girl groups, four, loud, and that last night, thank you and good night, thank you and good night, a basketball, no lights, the Angels, the Angels. A poem by Lewis McKee, The Angels, from Near Occasions of Sin, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.